Good morning and welcome back to the Wednesday Coffee with Ann Devotion. And welcome to 2021 with new hope for the coming days. This morning it is as cold as January can be, but the sun is bright and the birds are singing. They don't seem worried, so I choose to follow their lead. How about you? I hope you have had time to take a deep breath and let 2020 and the busyness of the holiday wilt behind you. Relax this morning. Enjoy your coffee with me, and let's get started. A couple of weeks ago, in the midst of COVID-19 increases, holiday stresses, family issues, and political bombardment, I allowed myself to get stressed and agitated about things I had no real control over. I had let myself latch on to issues which have no easy answers. In each case, my intentions were to somehow make a positive difference for the future of my children and grandchildren. In my mind, I was upset because I love these folks so much. I know I am being vague, but I suspect you get the idea. As a result, I ended up one afternoon in an emotional discussion. I noticed the others in the discussion becoming quiet and calm while I was still ranting. I felt very bad about my behavior and did some prolific apologizing. But more important, I began thinking a lot about how I had managed to get myself into that frustrated state of mind and how I could avoid it happening again. Several days later, I was reading in the book of Luke and was struck by verses in chapter 10 and then a related story in John chapter 12. Hidden in the obvious message of the stories, there seemed to be the answer, simple as it is. The two stories are about Martha and Mary, sisters of Lazarus. In both situations, Jesus is visiting their home. In Luke 41:42, Martha is frantically busy preparing food and assuring the guests are provided for. Mary, on the other hand, is sitting at Jesus' feet, listening. Each story has more than one message to share, but I was strongly struck by Jesus' words in Luke 41:42. The Master said, "Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it, and it won't be taken from her." I am saddened to confess that too often in my life I have been a Martha rather than a Mary. We type A's have a hard time letting go of responsibility and control, even when there are other ways to handle it. The better way is to sit, listen, and let the Lord's message show us the way. In John 12:3, Mary again is sitting at Jesus' feet, and Martha is again preparing for the needs of her guests, but more relaxed this time. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Following this incident, there was a lot of discussion about Mary wasting the expensive perfume and that it could have been sold and the money put to better use. On the surface, that could be a valid argument. In Jesus' stories, as I said, there are always, or is always, more to be learned. Mary's act of devotion is a statement of choosing Jesus over the demands of the world. Money and physical attractiveness, two things society seems to be strongly driven by today. As for Martha's efforts to prepare a meal and attend to the needs of her guest, Her gift of hospitality was necessary to allow Mary and the other guests to focus on Jesus. But he wanted her to know that perfect control was not needed or necessary to participate in his work. Listen to Jesus' response in verse 8. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. We are called upon to do our part in this world, to do whatever we do as if it were doing it for the Lord. We are called upon to do our part in positively contributing to resolving the issues in the world, the country, our community, the family. But before we act on our feelings, our knowledge, our passion, our ideas, we must stop, pray, listen for the better way. Jesus is the better way. He is the source of truth and wisdom. Choose Jesus first, as Mary did. Sit at his feet and let him guide us in our actions, in our decisions. Can you imagine yourself at Jesus' feet in a small room with just a few people? He is an arm's length away. You can see clearly the love in his bright eyes, the expressions of his face as he teaches, the lines that appear as he laughs, the color and softness of his beard and hair. This is your and my Savior. This man, yet not holy man, loves in a way you have never seen or experienced. His presence, his light, fills the room, the house, like the scent of the perfume poured upon his feet. Remind yourself that the Lord knows each of us intimately, loves us intimately, loves the same beauty in nature as we do, the same sweet smells of flowers and purchased scents. I hope that every time one of these fragrances reaches you, you and I will be reminded of the closeness of our Lord and his willingness to show us the better way. Let us pray together. Lord, help us picture that day in heaven when we will sit at your feet, look into your bright and loving eyes, and see the crinkles in your face as you smile with joy at our presence. Please help us put our decisions, our choices, in your will through prayer and study, that we would always choose the better one. Thank you for being with me today, and may the Lord bless you and yours with a healthy, happy new year.